S&P 500 index closed out the week at 2348. That represents about a 2% haircut from the all-time closing high a few weeks ago of 2395. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30 stocks unweighted in the index, at 20,547. And that's where we are. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield, 2.25%. We had a caller earlier in the program that stated that someone had told her that the rate had never been lower on the 10-year Treasury, and that, of course, is false. We had a period within the last couple of years where the yield on the 10-year Treasury reached an all-time low of 1.375%. 1.375%. That means that right now the 10-year Treasury yield is about 0.75% higher than it was back then. So if somebody tells you or tries to tell you the rate's never been lower, they're making it up. It's not true. That was a very strange call, because that so-called advisor was also telling the caller that because the 10-year Treasury was 2.25%, that we were ready for some kind of a collapse, but there was no detail attached to that, so it looks like it was just another of the many Armageddon forecasts that have been coming forth almost like a tsunami over the past several months or so. Pretty amazing how that happens. Let's take a look at the week ahead, the information that will be flowing through the canyons of Wall Street. And it's certainly going to be a week where it'll be a relatively light docket in terms of what's coming out. On Tuesday, we'll get the FHFA House Price Index. Now, that stands right now at a year-over-year figure of 5.7. This applies to single-family homes. We wouldn't expect a dramatic change in the year-over-year number in Tuesday's data. We'll also get new home sales announced on Tuesday morning, and that is estimated at 584,000. This is an annual rate. So look at it this way. If you had 50,000 new homes sold in the month of March, and you annualized that, you'd get an annual rate of 600,000. If you had 49,000 new homes sold in March, then you'd get an annual rate of 588,000. So that'll give you an idea of what actual monthly activity would be involved in these numbers. The estimate is that the April figure will come out to an annual rate of 584,000. That means it would be just a little bit below 40,000 new homes sold in the month of April. Now, by the way, the previous month, the annualized figure was 592,000, which comes out to just a little bit more than 49,000 in the month of February. Other data coming out this week. Thursday, we'll get the jobless claims update. That's a weekly release. For the past couple of years, these numbers have been sensational, and that explains the increase in jobs that we've seen. The jobless claims this Thursday are estimated at 243,000. The prior week came in at 244,000. As I say, these numbers have been extremely favorable for the past 2 years, and that explains the employment growth that we have seen. Also, on Friday, we'll get the employment cost index. Now, this is a year-over-year figure of total compensation, and right now, that number stands at 2.2%. That'll be updated Friday. We would not expect to see a dramatic change in that number in the data that will come out on Friday.